Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Boulay.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and we are shining a light on you, mom creator. And along the way, we're trying to bring you some great tips and some tricks and some shortcuts and breakthroughs that maybe shorten your learning curve, help you out. Also, this episode is brought to you by Podcast Weekend. Be sure to go check out podcastweekend.com. We are helping mom podcasters, but kind of anyone who wants to start podcasting, to start, grow, or monetize a podcast.
And we like to monetize a podcast.
Oh, I don't know why.
And it doesn't have to be stressful. So that's what we're going to be teaching in the Podcast Weekend and in some of these segments that we're doing right now. So services, affiliates, and crowdfunding, coaching programs, masterminds, affiliate sales. What the heck?
There's a lot, right?
It's a lot. And you don't have to pick all of them. You can pick one or two and
I think
fulfill
that's the best
them.
Way to go anyway. Yeah. Mary and I, we've been doing this podcast for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
More years than we probably care to discuss. But anyway, along the way, we have made money doing all kinds of different things. So we really have like a multiple streams of income, big 30,000 foot view.
Yes.
So we know you can make money doing all kinds of different things. You just really have to find what works for you. So we've made money doing certain things that we didn't make a ton of money, that really didn't probably warrant the time and the effort put into it. So we've kind of decided what does warrant our time and effort and energy. And I think you do over time when you're podcasting, you start to learn where you want to put your time and effort and energy when you want to monetize it.
Right. There's a friend of mine taught me, you got to figure out where you want to play in life and who do you want to play with. So when
I think that's great advice.
It's a great advice. That's why you're sitting here. And we're sitting in here.
Oh, because you want to play around.
Yeah, let's have fun. So that applies to like social media. Do you like Facebook? Do you like Twitter?
Instagram,
Pinterest. Mm-hmm. You know, I am not a Facebook person. I don't do it well.
I don't either.
You know, so it just
as you grow, you can find people to maybe do some of those things for you.
Sure.
You know, outsource some things that you're maybe not so good at.
Right. But I think that goes across even all of this monetizing your podcast.
Yes.
Maybe you really like to work with sponsors. Maybe you have a lot of good product ideas and you want to work with affiliates.
Right.
So I remember telling my hairdresser too now, I'll ask a question. So what kind of hair dryer do you like? Oh, well, there's this great one on Amazon. I go, do you have an affiliate link? No. Why would I have? I'm like, really? You are in the perfect business.
For affiliate sales.
Yep. And I said, just get a website and put all that on there. I mean.
So, for example, we had an interview with a gal. She is the founder of Nestorations.com.
Right.
She's a DIY. She's creating a course on DIY designing. And tips for, so she's creating an e-course. In that e-course, you can build in all kinds of affiliates. So.
Exactly.
Paint.
Well, and here's the thing.
Rugs.
She's grabbing two ends of the market.
Yeah.
She's grabbing the people that can afford $10,000 to $100,000 to renovate their home.
Mm-hmm.
And the DIY with the affiliate links to different places, she's grabbing the market that they're like, yeah, I can spend $100 on that table.
So maybe explain to somebody who's maybe just coming into this for the first time, what is an affiliate program and what is an affiliate commission?
Okay. So an affiliate program is, it could be somebody's a coach and they want more clients to buy their programs that they have. And they have an email database, or maybe they do a podcast, or they do events. So they create an affiliate program for other people to spread the word about their program or their event. And when that person takes their link and gives it to someone.
Which code is embedded into the URL, that
yes,
affiliate code.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that person purchases. It's very sophisticated and simple to set up at the same time.
Because a lot of platforms already are do this.
Do you remember Commission Junction?
Yeah.
It's still around.
And ClickBank and all
these. ClickBank, those are affiliate programs, and you get paid a commission.
And so you can offer your own product as an affiliate product, your own coaching program, your own whatever product you're creating. You can create your own affiliate program for it. Or you can take advantage of other people's affiliate programs, and then you can make a commission when someone buys something from your recommendation or your site. So you get a unique URL that gets embedded into your website for a particular product.
Right. Well, that's why I was telling the hairdressers, I'm like, if you're recommending shampoos and heat protection sprays and all these things, why don't you have your own little page that you send your clients to? Because I'm buying a hair dryer through Amazon.
So smart. And then you train your clients to go to your website and then
here's
buy
my
their
product
shampoo,
list.
Buy your tools, buy whatever you need for your hair.
They don't want to take the time. And it seems like it's daunting.
But they're letting dollars go.
They're totally letting dollars go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the affiliate.
Affiliate commissions is great, especially when you're online with a podcast and you're developing a digital presence. You're developing a digital brand.
Mm-hmm. And also think about this. If you're a podcaster and you like to interview guests and their services are interesting to your audience, ask them if they have an affiliate program.
Yes.
Like when Sally wants to do her
Nestorations. I would 100% be one of her affiliates.
Exactly. Help her get sales and we get a commission off that sale.
Especially if it's someone that you really like and want to support anyway. Like I would tell people about it anyway because I like Sally and I want people to know about her program and I want her program to grow. And if there's a possibility to help her and then take a little commission along the way, great. All right, we spent a lot of time on affiliate commissions, but there's also coaching programs and masterminds.
So podcasting lends itself to be a niche topic or an affinity group. And you can create a mastermind around your niche or your affinity, and you can charge membership. And that is so commonplace.
You know what I would really like to do? This is the one thing that really gripes me, though, about masterminds. The people who do these mastermind groups, they charge an arm and a leg. So they're really developed. They're really kind of put together. I mean, mastermind programs that are $10,000, $15,000.
$25,000.
$25,000. If you're a mom trying to build a business from home, can you afford or should you afford $25,000 to be a part of a group?
I've been in.
Unless it's really going to bring you
value. I think it's just scale. Like, there's some people out there that are making so much money that 25 is enough for them. They'll pay it because they're around a certain group of people that are at their level.
Yeah.
But I've paid like $250 a month to be in a mastermind.
Well, and you get value out of that.
I got
one.
Value out
yeah,
of it.
So if you get value out of that mastermind, I think it would be great for us to build a mastermind group with our Mom's Town podcast network, our podcasters.
Yeah.
And somebody who wants to maybe necessarily part of the Mom's Town podcast network, but also but wants to learn about and get together and mastermind with other podcasters who are creating products.
Especially mom creators.
Mm.
I mean, we have so much love and support to give to one another. Mm-hmm. We've proven it over the years that we're very supportive of one another. There's no chick factor in our town.
No, not at all. Crowdfunding is another way. And donations like Patreon and those kinds of accounts.
Donations are big.
And so people who want to support you, like if you're creating an audience and you're creating value for that audience and they want to support you, they want you to continue doing your art, your podcast, they'll support you through possibly a donation, like through a Patreon type of account.
Okay.
It goes by fast.
It goes by super fast. But
we've got more coming up.
It's even faster when you're in studio. So head over to momstown.com.
Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, here for you every single day.